This year, my friends, I am speaking on Christmas Eve, not to this gathering at the White House only, but to all of the citizens of our nation, to the men and women serving in our American armed forces, and also to those who wear the uniforms of the other United Nations. I give you a message of cheer. I cannot say Merry Christmas, for I think constantly of those thousands of soldiers and sailors who are in actual combat throughout the world. But I can express to you my thought that this is a happier Christmas than last year, happier in the sense that the forces of darkness stand against us with less confidence in the success of their evil ways. To you who toil in industry and in offices, toil for the common cause of helping to win the war, I send a message of cheer that you can well continue to sacrifice without recrimination and with a look of Christmas cheer, a kindly spirit toward your fellow man. To you who serve in uniform, I also send a message of cheer that you are in the thoughts of your families, your friends at home, and that Christmas prayers follow you wherever you may be. To all Americans, I say that loving our neighbor as we love ourselves is not enough. That we as a nation and as individuals will please God best by showing regard for the laws of God. There is no better way at this Christmastide or any other time of fostering goodwill toward man than by first fostering goodwill toward God. If we love him, we will keep his commandments. In sending Christmas greetings to the armed forces and the merchant sailors of the United States, we include therein our pride in their bravery, their bravery on the fighting fronts and on all the seas. But we remember in our greetings and in our pride those other men who guard remote islands and bases and will in all probability never come into active combat with the common enemy. They are stationed in distant places far from home. They have few contacts with the outside world. And I want them to know that their work is essential to the conduct of this war, essential to the ultimate victory, and that we have not forgotten them. It is significant that tomorrow, Christmas Day, our plants and factories will be still. That is not true now of the other holidays that we have long been accustomed to celebrate. On all other holidays, the work goes on gladly for the winning of the war. And so, Christmas Day becomes the only holiday in all the year. I like to think that this is so because Christmas is a holy day. May all that it stands for live and grow through all the years.